wonderful, wonderful. I mean, I had tweeted when I couldn't go because I was chairing my Dawson Synod. I said that anything but a loss today and York will remain a Football League side. Come on, City, you can do it. And then, of course, when they won, I tweeted again, well done, York City. We're Football League. Fantastic achievement after a long, hard season of football. Congratulations to Nigel Worthington, the players, staff, and fans of York City. Well done. And then also I said, we also remember Gary Mills for everything he did for the Minster men. I should be proud today, too, for his own contribution, because he actually took us to Wembley twice. We won the FA Cup, then we got into second division. And so there's a sense in which you can't but remember him as well.
Take us inside Bishopthorpe Palace when a York City match as important as this one is on. What's the atmosphere like? Does it get tense?
What happened is that as soon as I came back, and I cannot congratulate enough Radio York, because I followed that match. The first half, I mean, I said to myself, oh, here we go again. Come on, you got to do a bit better than that, because it was not a very good from the reporters who were really keeping me up to whatever was happening. So Radio York did a fantastic job. And then, of course, once Chris Smith has scored the goal, I said to myself, and Michael Ingham had saved two very, very difficult, kick. I said to myself, well, I think we've made it. I think we've made it. Of course, I jumped up and down. I mean, it was quite fantastic. And my wife was in the kitchen and said, why are you so excited? I said, oh, you're staying in the league.
This is what I wanted to hear. This is the mental picture we all need to see of what actually goes on in an archbishop's household. Calm down, Archbishop, calm down.
I can't. I mean, when I turn up to York City football matches, everybody knows. Before, Sophie Hicks used to, before she got married, used to shout, and at the end used to lose her voice. So I used to join the family and shout out, come on, City, come on, York. Now, these days, when I go, they become a bit tame, whereas me, no way, no way. I remember one time there was a terrible match where the referee really hadn't seen a foul. So I said to him, and it was very clear near where we were, so I said, hey, Mr. Referee, do you need my glasses? He saw me and he turned around.
Can I ask you this? It's only just you and me. Are there ever moments when you think, hang on a minute, I'm an archbishop, I have got to maintain some degree of dignity here, or you cast all that to the wind when you're in the midst of a football match?
I am a patron of York City, and when I'm supporting them, I've got to be a fan of the game. And you cannot say, because I'm an archbishop somehow, I must have this kind of decorum, which I can't act for me, humanly speaking, I couldn't do it, you know. And when they win, I mean, I remember we went to Wembley, and when they won the FA Cup, as soon as they scored the first goal, of course, I was sitting with the FA officials. And when you sit with them, you do not clap, you do not stand, you don't do anything. But as soon as the goal was in, I stood up and I waved.
Would you like to relive just a second or two of excitement from yesterday? Here's the moment of the goal being scored.
Launched forwards now by Michael Ingham into the area off the top. Who's going to fall down? Shot match going on. Ian York has scored. Smith has scored. The captain has turned and scored. And he celebrates in front of more than 1,000 York fans at the traditional builder's stand at Dagenham. And Smith is leapt on by the entire team, by the goalkeeper. The ball dropped 6 yards out. Smith hooked the ball into the right-hand side of goal. And York lead Dagenham and Redbridge by 1-0.
There we are, Archbishop. That was the moment.
Yeah, that was the moment. I joined in there shouting.
Do you think to yourself, hang on a minute, today's Saturday, I have a sermon to preach tomorrow. What about the voice?
Well, I mean, when you are a football fan, my friend, and you happen to be a patron of a club that has just survived, you know, I mean, we took it to the wire. We shouldn't have taken it to the wire at all. We went to the wire, really. And when you survived, well, the Almighty God will give me a good voice today because I've got two services. So, to be an archbishop actually means you're just as ordinary, as human as the next person to you. And if you are in a football game and you're a patron, you really cannot but be excited. And in fact, all I can tell you now, because they've done so well, I'll be the first to get my season ticket, really. There we go.
Ah, right, there we are. That's the news we wanted to hear. Next season, what are your thoughts about next season? Nigel Worthington, should he stay or should he go? And what about the community stadium?
For me, as far as management is concerned, I actually leave that to Jason McGill, the chairman. I never involve myself in those kinds of things because my job is to support the club. And had I gone to, Dagenham and Redbridge, I would have actually, during halftime and before, gone to the team and told them to do X, Y, Z. But those are the elements of my own limitations. I don't get myself involved. My hope is, and I've been supporting, a new stadium, so I hope we'll get a new stadium.
And promotion next year, maybe? Climbing up League Two? And
well, I'm a man of faith. I mean, you know, I'm a captive, you know, I'm what I call, I'm a prisoner of hope. I'm a prisoner of hopes. I hope, you know, we can do well and progress. And whatever happens, we mustn't allow ourselves next time to go to the wire at all.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure with your intervention and the powers above, that can't possibly happen.
Yes, I did pray a lot yesterday.
I was going to ask you that, and I didn't know whether that was a decent thing to do to put you on the spot. Are you allowed to play for victory, or are you just allowed to pray for a good match?
No, I always pray that my team will win, and I always say to people, yeah, you prayed they would win. Why didn't God answer your prayer? And I say, well, I think God answered the prayers of the other side.
And you've got one of the best laughs in the business. Archbishop, yeah, well, it's very, very kind of you to join us on a busy day. Thank you so much indeed for giving us that glimpse inside Bishop Thorpe Palace and your lady wife saying, what are you shouting about, sir?